It's another game against a desperate team coming off a bye. The Detroit Lions, way too talented to be 1-3.
Our team's mindset going into the Detroit game was that we just wanted to come out the game at 4-2 going into the bye. You know, our mindset was just to go out there and get it done.
This is a game that this Eagles team, they're expected to win. But if they happen to lose this game, the sky is falling.
Yeah, that's exactly right. First and 5 for the Lions. Stafford in the gun. He's back. It's time. He loads up. He's going deep. And it is intercepted in the end zone. Intercepted by Asamoah, intended for Johnson.
Nnamdi getting that interception was big for us. Gave us the opportunity to get the ball back and, you know, didn't allow them to have some points. And I think he did a great job. God, Megatron. We all know he's a great talent and he's hard to stop. And I take my hat off to Nnamdi. He did a great job on Sunday.
Three receivers on first down. Vic fakes. He's back. He steps up. He lets it go. And it is intercepted by the Lions.
The deep pass to Avant down the middle was me just trying to make a play. Threw it up. It was the last resort. And I probably should have pulled it down and tried to run with it.
Eagles defense has not played badly. I mean, they've given up a couple of plays. It's the offense that has been just awful.
The draft going into halftime was big for us.
Vic under center. Vic is back. He steps up. He looks. He fires. And it is complete for a first down to Jeremy McManus across the 40. It is second and goal for the 2. Vic fakes. Rolls. Looks. Dumps it off.
Great to be able to gain that momentum, because when we came out at the half, we was able to, you know, pick up where we left off.
Back goes Vic, fires, complete, Shella, touchdown, and a penalty flag is thrown.
Yeah, and it's an offensive penalty.
I think they're calling offensive pass interference against the Eagles.
Touchdown to Selleck, it was within 5-yard range where you can have contact with the defender. Really didn't see any pass interference, and you know, it was an unfortunate call.
Eagles are up by 10, but if you feel a little queasy about that 10-point lead, you should. Lions are a yard away from making this a 3-point game. Play action. Stafford rolling, looking, and he's going to walk in for the touchdown.
The game was very tight until I found Macklin down the middle versus cover 0 against the blitz. It couldn't have came at a better time.
Motion to the near side to Sean Jackson. Vic takes a high snap. Here comes the rush. He fires. Complete. He has got Jeremy Macklin at the 30, the 20, the 15, the 10, 5. Touchdown! Jeremy Macklin!
I certainly thought that, you know, Daddy put the icing on the cake, and maybe it was our fault for getting too complacent and thinking that the game was over, knowing that anything could happen in the NFL.
In the gun is Stafford. Takes the snap. He's back again. He's giving ground. He is firing, and it is caught. Is it a touchdown? Yes, it is. Just inside the pylon. Caught by Nate Burleson.
Having to sit there on the sideline and watch Detroit come back after building a 10-point lead was, you know, it's always tough. You know, you'll find out quick that it's a fine line between winning and losing in this league. The ultimate goal is to be in the lead when the clock says 0-0 at the end.
It is a 45-yard attempt by Jason Hansen. The ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is good, and the game is over. A devastating loss. A devastating, devastating loss.
Losing Sunday probably was one of the toughest losses of my career. We expected to win the game and we put ourselves in a position to win. You know, when it don't happen, you know, you know, as a team, you got to deal with it and you got to find ways to make it right the next week.
This will be a long, bitter 2-week bye. This is as bad as it gets.
I think it's important for us to get away from football for a while. I think the challenge is ahead of us. There's no need to challenge ourselves. You know, the challenge is out there on the field on Sundays, and if you can't get up for these games that we got in front of us, then you shouldn't be playing in the NFL.
This week on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless. Tight end Brent Celek is mic'd for sound in the emotional loss against the Lions. And head coach Andy Reid explains his coaching philosophy, style, and influences. When compared to similar sports contested around the globe, the characteristic that most distinguishes American football from its closest relatives is the surface that the game is played on, the gridiron. While the term's origins can be traced to that of a similarly designed cooking device, the meticulously kept grounds and unique designs emblazoned on the Lincoln Financial Field pitch are made possible through thousands of man hours over the course of a season. Director of Grounds Tony Leonard manages the process of preparing the field for each game, and the cycle begins with repairing the damage done from the previous weekend's battle. Divots are tended with seed and sand, and every blade of grass is cropped to precisely 1 inch. Water and sunlight are essential to growth, and the grounds team monitors the weather over the course of the week to account for plenty of both. Each game requires nearly 160 gallons of latex paint, and the process of marking the field is divided amongst 12 staff members to complete. Specific colors are used to create the desired look, and in several cases, multiple coats are applied, resulting in a highly polished look. The endeavor creates the boundaries, points of reference, and highly recognizable logos that are essential to satisfying the requirements set forth by the National Football League. The crew repeatedly combs the 2.5-acre lot of Bermuda grass to correct even the tiniest blemish. Their attention to detail borders on obsession, but it's also the reason they are among the best at what they do. By game day, their efforts have created the perfect stage on which the best football players in the world will perform. Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. NFL Mobile is built to bring you the Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Hola. Hey, have a good day, Eagles.
You too. Better be ready. You better be ready.
I'm a...
Better be ready.
Is that your boy?
No.
Yo.
I'm going to hit you.
All day today, baby.
Hey.
All day.
Come on, Scott. We need you right now.
All
turn
day.
It.
This is what we do. Four quarters, pitching and catching. Y'all catch it, block down the field, block the safety, so you run the ball, no turnover. Hey,
Flag
that's
out.
The mindset. That's all it is the mindset.
We're
going to get it in, though. Hard work on three. One, two, three.
Hard work.
Let's go.
Hey, anybody with y'all?
Whoa.
Come to me. I'll take care of them today. I got them. Knocking some
heads.
Right
left, 25, double square. I don't want to.
Pick 15. I had that too, man.
Keep working, now keep working.
You were running before you kind of looked like
it. No, he was on me. I had it. I went to tuck it and I flipped it in the air. Stupid. Man.
Yo, Michael!
Bro, they're trying to come inside on every pass play. Shade, keep your head up, baby. Yo, help me on these. Be alert for the safety blitz. I had that too. I landed right on the ball. Yeah.
You're right.
I'm pissed off.
I know.
Huh? Yeah. I just dropped that. It was right there.
I'm talking about yard, like.
Yeah. He just blasted my knee, bro. Yeah. His helmet right on it.
What? You pushed on.
No way. Hey, they can't call that. That's ridiculous. That was ridiculous. This is NFL, man. Hey, grade school? Yeah, I'm all right. No, bro. Hey, good game, man.
Yeah, nice shot. Yeah.
Good luck the rest of the season. Yo, good game, bro. Good luck the rest of the season, man. I'm good.
I knew my goals. I had to stay relentless. I had been on the bottom. I've been cut twice in a year. Been riding the bench for a long time. But I've just worked every day to get better. Put in 28 straight weeks of training for the lockout to get in the best physical shape of my life. And then with the opportunity to come play under Howard Mutt, you know, I jumped at that.
My career, the 6 years until that point, had really been subpar in my mind, bouncing around, not getting as much playing time, and really not living up to anything close to I expected it to be. Getting the 1 year offer really was the best thing that could have happened. So I was able to play out that 1 year deal, have a really good year, and turn that into a better contract.
Being on the inside here and being able to resurrect my career here, it really put it over the top for me.
Not all the time in this league are the opportunities presented. When I got to Philly, I tried to just leave it all out there during training camp. Early on, I was playing right tackle, so I'm just telling myself, okay, win the right tackle job. Just do what you got to do. By the end of training camp, Howard gave me the call. He's like, all right, we're making a move. You're playing left guard and Todd's playing right tackle. And I was ecstatic to hear that. That really was just an opportunity that I ran with.
We were desperate. That's the truth. We needed help. We were just starved for anyone to show up. And he was responsive, because I'm pretty demanding about the way I like things.
Howard is an intense guy. I really just tried to make sure there was good communication between myself and Howard.
We saw smart, tough-minded, and athletic. And those are the kind of qualities that I really like.
The wealth of knowledge he has about the game has done amazing things for myself and my career.
No more cuts. Just go.
What Evan has to do and had to do for us is learn to play as an athlete first. In the past, I think he's tried to play like a big monster bull. And, you know, it works okay. It really doesn't.
McCoy up the middle. He's in. Touchdown, Shady McCoy.
Shady McCoy finding that wide open lane right in the middle of the field. See, this is when you go give your offensive lineman a lot of love when you're Shady McCoy.
That last year could have been just like every other year for me. It could have been a missed opportunity. It could have been an injury. And then I wouldn't be where I am today.
Yummy.
I saw a real human side to him before. I mean, he likes to be kidded and kid with people and things like that. This baby, you know, he's got these great big hands and he's got this little baby, and it's pretty cool to watch that kind of thing happen.
You're such a pretty baby.
I don't think it's going to change him on the field. I hope it doesn't.
I'm still a wild man, I guess. But when you have a child, you really get just a whole new view on life. Every decision I used to make used to be based on how it would affect my football career. Now it has to be how it would affect my daughter.
It's always been kind of hard, but you just see it unconditional.
Before the baby got here, I really wasn't smart with my money until now. Now is the time that I have financial advisors. Now is the time that I have the bulk of my money put away. Now I can focus on worrying about her college fund, worrying about her future, the timing of her and the contract. She's lucky.
I think Evan had this blossoming and this renaissance for him, and I don't think he wants to lose that. I think he's got this great work ethic that he can connect all these dots. I can play pro football, you know, I get paid a good wage, I've got this gym, and he's got a passion for that, and he's got his family. I think that just kind of the whole circle got completed with all of that.
So looking back on it, I finally have a stable home with a team. I have this beautiful girl, and this little guy. A lot of good things happened to me in the past year. This wasn't like this a year ago. I'll never forget where I was in my career. I'll never forget what it was like being on the bottom. I know the amount of work it's taken me to get where I am. I'll always remember that. So I'm just hoping to keep this going, keep all the good things happening.
Let's go. What's the down and distance, man? Talk. Put your mind on winning, huh? All right, we playing, man? Huh? We playing? Let's dominate. That wasn't no screen. That was a run. Good. After that fake, man, great fake, violent hit. Right. You come into this huddle, you come with some energy, baby. Let's go. We're going to be so good, we got to work so hard. Hey, when they shake and bake, don't rise, stay down. You with me? I'm going to tell you what, Michael. I'm going to tell you what. That's sweet molasses right there, baby. Huh? Nice. That's nice. Trust everybody. Trust it. Right? Trust the play.
When you work with young people, whether it's your own children or whether it's players or maybe, listen, people in general, I think that they want you to be honest with them. You want to be able to develop a trust with that person. Players read through quicker than anything. So, you be honest. Tell them when they're doing good. Tell them when they're not doing well. We're here to be teachers, so you teach them. And then I think to be able to do that and to do that well, I think there has to be a foundation of the hard work in there where they know that you're all in, that you're going to do everything possible to make the Philadelphia Eagles a better football team, to make them a better football player, to make them inevitably a better person.
Where are we going? Let's go, man. Time's wasting. Let's go. Come on, Akeem. Come on, Akeem. Oh, let's do that again. Buckle that thing up and let's go. Come on, you're better than that now. Let's go. Let's go. One more time. Same group. Let's go.
To be a professional in this game, you've got to be dedicated. That doesn't mean you can't have other things in your life. But while you're here, you've got to put in the time. There's no shortcuts that take place. You've got to work hard at your profession. And you've got to be a good teammate. You've got to be a good person. There have been a lot of great players in this league that haven't lasted very long and haven't been able to leave a positive legacy because they didn't handle the situation the right way.
Stay down on the jam. Then you can move. You get up on him and you lean on him and your knees are straight. Then if he makes a counter move, you can't go with it, right? It's a way to work, though. Way to work. Great leverage. Hey, that's the way to work. Huh? That's the way to work. Shoot, that's a heck of a job right there, man. Nice job. Nice job, Clay Harbor. Shoot, that's the way you work, man. Big body.
One of the neat things in this job is you learn something new every day. And from the players, you're growing older. The players aren't necessarily growing older. So you're able to feed off their energy, and you're able to stay up with the times. And it really is very rewarding being a coach, and that's what makes it so special and what brings you back year after year of the grind, that the hours that you put in is just that opportunity to teach.
Hands. All right, let's get it again. Let's get it one more time. I want you to fight to get those hands inside. That's what I want. Get your eyes on the target. Fight to get your hands inside. Keep your head out of the picture. All right, that's good.